random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artists. This is Rafi.
And Klee.
And today we're going to talk about having job security or, you know, security as an artist. It's one of the questions that we get a lot from people that want to make this into an art career. Is there job security as an artist?
Short answer, nah.
No job security. But in all honesty, there really isn't all that much job security anywhere else either.
What is security, really?
There's something about getting out into what is the real world and thinking that the things that you want to aspire to, the things that you want to become, at some point when you do hit the real world, you get discouraged out of them and you just don't think that it's possible because you're dealing with a lot of people who maybe took a different path than what they wanted to do because it was the responsible thing to do.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people make decisions in favor of being safe and being secure.
Yeah, and it's interesting because security in any job, that's not real. I ended up leaving one company and going towards the next company because I was suspecting that the company was going to go bankrupt, and even though they kept saying that they weren't going to go bankrupt. I got a job lined up because I had the suspicion, but had I not, I would have been out of a job like everybody else that I worked with. Your boss is the one that's going to dictate whether or not you're going to keep your job or not. Your company is the one that decides whether or not they need to lay you off. So the idea of having security, that is a false concept. Now, I think that becoming an artist, obviously, you are not jumping into any false concept, you know, kind of like us, we're pretty much at this point living week to week and don't have any kind of guaranteed income.
Yeah, there's no illusion that there's real security here as an artist.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's one of the things that you're going to have to embrace if this is something that you decide to do full time and not have another job on the side. Now, of course, I'm not saying that you need to like quit your job or do anything like that in order to become an artist and be able to be on that journey of becoming a full-time artist. But, you know, if you are deciding that that is something you want to do, it is absolutely scary. It is extremely scary.
I think the lizard brain on a deep subconscious level is like, no, 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 no,
yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, don't, especially with being an artist, because there's so much stigma attached to the idea of, you know, the starving artist. Here we are. Like, I remember back when I was a teenager, I totally embraced that stigma of, like, you know, the artistic, misunderstood miscreant and, you know, wore all black and was all weird. And
the poster child.
Yeah, I was the poster child for, you know, the starving, misunderstood, miscreant artist. That's pretty much who I was.
It's so romantic.
Oh, yeah.
I embraced the romance, too. I did the whole agonized, my pain is my art, dark poetry, and late night coffee drinking and cigarette smoking.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing about it is, there's nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, I didn't really produce all that much art back then. I was all about looking the part and, you know, wanted people to acknowledge me as an artist and didn't realize that, well, as an artist, I have to create art and I have to create a lot of art. That's what it means to be an artist. You're somebody who produces art. You're somebody that produces creative things. And you grow your skill over time and keep growing your skill over time and keep reaching for bigger things in that field. Being an artist is not really a job. I can't describe it as a job. It's more of a lifestyle.
Was it Jerry Saltz that said, I wouldn't wish the life of an artist on anyone?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Don't be an artist. If there's anything else that you could possibly be, then don't be an artist. Only be an artist if it's so ingrained within you that you have to be.
Yeah. Luckily, I grew out of the poster child stage of being a starving artist and started to go more into realizing that this is a lifestyle. If I had any advice to give anybody about job security when it comes to art, What I would say is to try and change your mindset on it. Don't think of job security in the sense, in the false sense that we've thought of job security in the past, where we have a job and we have somebody telling us what to do. Think about it more along the lines of, okay, so if I get dropped in the middle of a jungle, what's going to happen when somebody comes back a week later? Are they going to see that I created a hut, I created a fire, that I'm still alive, or are they just going to find my shriveled body somewhere? I think when it comes to security, the sense of security that we have is from within us. So as an artist, I am pretty secure in the fact that if I am having a dry spell, which is something that you should be prepared for if you're planning on becoming a full-time artist, that I have things that I can do to try and make more money. Thinking outside of the box, getting creative as far as ways to produce income, things that you could do, shows that you could have, sales that you could have, ways of promoting something, doing marketing, all those things that we don't necessarily associate with being an artist. Are all things that will give you a personal sense of security. Don't ever allow yourself to think that there's nothing that you can do, that you're trapped by your situation. There is always something you could do. Sometimes you just have to change your perspective and look at the situation a little bit differently. I can't give you any specifics as far as what to do because everybody's situation is different. But what I do recommend is do whatever it takes to have your own sense of security, that you're not counting on something else, something outside of yourself. Count on yourself to be able to give yourself the security that you need.
Yeah, I think the case for most of us is that we started with nothing and built something. So you can always build from wherever you are.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we started with nothing. We had nothing.
I find that I do best when I think like a 5-year-old as far as security. Like, let me just try some stuff because it's fun. Or let me just do this thing because I'm curious about it. Things seem to go well when I'm in that place.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, things are always worse when you're trying to make money, when you're trying to be like a grown-up business person. Like, I'm going to do this because this will make me money.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's not fun, and it usually doesn't have the results that you want it to have.
There's something kind of absurd I like to remind myself whenever I'm struggling with security. I like to think about how we as the Earth are hurtling through space at some absurdly ridiculous speed, and everything around us in the universe could kill us if not for this paper-thin atmosphere that protects us. And while we're hurtling through space around our star, which is hurtling through the galaxy around presumably a black hole, which is like hurtling through the universe, and we've done all right so far.
I wonder how many of our listeners just passed out listening to you say that. That's what gives you security? That's great.
Is it weird that that's actually comforting to me?
No, not at all, my dear. Not to you. It's not weird.
Our tiny blue speck does all right. So yeah. These little tiny dots that are humans, we can do all right too.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the truth of the matter is that security... If you have job security because you're working somewhere, that's a false sense of security. If you have security within yourself because you know that no matter what, you're going to be okay, that you're going to get through it, that with everything that's happened in your life, you're still here, so you are succeeding, then you're on point as far as where security should be coming from.
Yeah, just hurtle through space one orbit at a time.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you so much for listening, you guys. I absolutely adore you. And we'll talk to you next time. Say goodbye, Klee.
Good day.
Adios. Total awesomeness.